One of the things that I really love about us spending time together like this is that nobody really knows, do they? Nobody really knows how dirty we like to get together. Maybe some friend, some close friend might have a clue that you listen to audios, but nobody is there. Nobody is between us. Nobody is around listening and joining in or being a fly on the wall. This is our little time that we've got together. It's our little secret, our space. And I love that because I don't know whether you listen to me when you're out and about, or whether we start the day with an orgasm together, or you schedule some time in the evening for us to spend, but however we play, it's our time together. And there are moments in your day, in parts of your life, where you have to almost pretend to be somebody that you are not really 100%, whether it's for keeping up appearances, or whether it's to be polite to family or your workplace, or whether it's to be, you know, a student or whatever you are, wherever you are, you almost have to deny part of yourself to fit in or not to offend. And what I love about the time that we spend together is that none of that matters because none of it exists. Our time together, our space, is completely yours and mine. It's ours. And so it doesn't matter what other people think, and it doesn't matter about pretending to be something that you're not, or keeping some things private because you're not sure whether it would offend somebody or you'd be embarrassed about it. None of that matters. This is our space, and everything is safe, and every part of you is welcome and beautiful and appreciated. And I want you to know that when you put on your headphones and you press play, then it doesn't matter about anything else in the world, and that every part of you is welcome. And I wanted to highlight the contrast between the time we spend together and the parts of your life where you have to almost forget that we do this because it's not relevant. And I hope that makes this time that we spend together more thrilling. It does for me, because here's a space that you can really indulge and you can really let go. So when I tell you that I'm lying here completely naked, and as you can hear, I'm stroking my dick, then you don't need to worry about being embarrassed. All you need to worry about is slipping out of your clothes and having your hands wander your body and exploring. Just like I would do if I was there with you now. Because you know I would. We wouldn't play Scrabble, you know. So I would slip you out of your clothes. I would unhook that bra. I'd pull those knickers of yours down to the ground. And I would probably be so overcome with lust that I would throw you to the bed. Pin you down. That's what I would love to do. Pin you down and straddle you so that my hands are holding your hands above your head. And the weight of my body is pressed against your legs, so unfortunately, you can't move. Oh dear, what a predicament. How are you going to get out of this? Well, the answer is, you're not. And I wonder, when I'm straddling you, if you can feel my cock getting even harder against your body. Can you? Right now, my cock is so hard for you. So stiff. And all I want to do is slide it inside you. But you're not going to get fucked that easy. Because I want to tease you first. I want to tease you and tell you that you have been a very good girl. And good girls get what they want. And I know what you want, but your time is not quite here. So until it is, I'm going to tease you some more. And if I let go of your hands, you've got to promise me that you'll put them behind your head and that you won't move. Because I want you to see me stroke myself over your body. Just like it's going to be when I shower you with my cum in a short while. But right now, I just want you to watch me. Yeah, I can see you licking your lips like a little slut. And you'll get to suck on my cock very, very shortly. And it's as much as I can do to stop myself from just sliding the end of my cock onto your tongue and then into your mouth. Right now, this is supposed to be a tease. It's as frustrating for me as it is for you. That's the irony. But if you could see me right now, you'd see my cock so hard in my hands and my hand just going over it like this. Fuck. And I have to stop every now and again or I'm going to explode because I love the look in your eyes. I love it when you're this needy, when you want me this badly. Because you look at my cock and you see how badly I want you. It's very fucking badly, by the way. If you're taking notes. fuck. I want you to take your hands from behind your head and push your cleavage together. Because I'm going to inch up your body just a little bit. And I want to put my cock between your tits. I want you to look down at your tits right now and spit on them. Get them nice and wet. And push them together. And as you're doing that, you can tweak your nipples and pinch them. And if you like to be roughly handled, why don't you just grab them with your hands and squeeze them as hard as you can. Will you imagine that my cock is between them? My cock is so hard, I'm going to thrust up inside of you and fuck your tits like I'm fucking your tight little pussy, which I will do very soon. If you're good, that's if you're good, you've got to carry on being a good girl. Yeah, I love how your tits feel. Fuck. Can you imagine me fucking you right now? Yeah. Thrusting up between your tits. And as I move towards your mouth, why don't you stick out your tongue, see if you can catch the head of my cock while I'm fucking your tits. I'd love that. And if you do manage to catch the end of my cock and suck it, then maybe you'll get a little extra treat as well. So why don't you move your head down and I'll thrust as hard as I can and see if you can't get the end of my cock inside that hot little mouth of yours, huh? Why don't you open your mouth right now while I'm fucking your tits and try and catch me? Oh, yeah. I want to move up further. I want this cock inside your mouth. Yeah, how do you feel about that? Huh? How do you feel about sucking my dick? I'd be quite agreeable. As it happens, I quite enjoy that, I think. But I want you to feel some pleasure as well. I know you enjoy doing this, but I want you to feel stimulated. So, while you're sucking me like that, which I fucking love, I'm going to lean back and just stroke your little clit while you're doing that. I want you to spread your legs and give me the best access that I can get. Because I'm going to I use my finger and just rub on your little clit while you're sucking my cock. Why don't you rub on your clit now if you're not already doing it? Imagine that's me. Imagine that's my fucking fingers. Yeah, stimulating you, making you moan as your mouth is around my cock, as your lips are gliding over the shaft of my dick. Yeah. Fuck, I love how your mouth just takes me. I love how my cock is pressing against the back of your throat. I love how your spit is just dripping down over my balls. Yeah, let me take my cock out. I want you to suck on my balls for a while. Oh! Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah, I love you sucking on my balls. I really do. You can almost taste the amount of cum that I'm going to shower you with. Fuck, yeah. I'll jerk my cock while you suck on my balls. And you've got to balance me because my other hand's still rubbing that little clit of yours. So I don't want to fall over here. Fuck. Oh, yeah, keep sucking on my balls. Oh. Fuck. I can't reach, so I'm going to have to go down between your legs so you can just catch your breath for a while because I want to put my mouth between your legs. Would that be okay with you? You can whisper yes if it's okay with you. Tell me, is it okay? Yeah, okay. Well, while you're stroking that little clit, you can imagine that my tongue is making its way up your inside thigh. And then just licking up your lips between your legs, taking you in, sucking on your pussy. And then I want to part your lips and find that clit with my tongue. I love how your clit tastes. I love the taste of your whole pussy. I want you to grind on my face. I want you to grind on my mouth. Oh, fuck. With one hand, I'm still stroking my cock, and with the other, I'm parting those pussy lips, finding your clit, and then flicking my tongue over it. Occasionally, I'll suck your clit as well, nibble on it. And I love the way you buck and you writhe beneath my face. Yeah. God, you're so fucking sexy. I love it. Oh, fuck. I love how you taste. If you want to, you can come on my mouth, you know that? I'd love to, because even though I love how your pussy tastes, I love even more how your orgasm tastes. And I love it when you can just squirt that onto me. I want to taste you. Come on, do it. And do it right now. Come on to my mouth, come on. Oh, fuck. Oh, you taste so good. You taste so fucking good. I love it. Oh, God. Can you hear me jerking my cock here? Nobody knows, do they? Nobody knows. If anybody could see us now, huh? What would they say? What about your family or your friends? What about your colleagues or your boss? What would they think if they could see you like this? They'd be pretty shocked, I'd imagine. And I'm glad. Because they can't see. This is our time. This is our little secret. Our secret space that we've got together. Where we can indulge and get filthy and sexy and dirty together. Oh, I want to be inside you. I want you to spread your legs wide. And then, in one fluid motion, I'm going to slam this cock deep inside that dripping little cunt. Are you ready? Here we go. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck. That's so good. Now you can feel me filling you up. Every inch of your dripping space is getting filled with my cock. I love how tight you are. I love how wet you are. I love everything about you. I just love spending time with you like this and fucking you. Getting fucked. Yeah. I love the way you buck back on me and fuck me back just as hard and as fast and as passionately as I'm fucking you. You want it every bit as bad as I want you because you're a dirty little girl. You're my dirty little girl, daddy's dirty little slut. Can you feel the rhythm? Can you feel the rhythm building up as my cock pushes in and pulls out of you faster and faster and fucking faster? Oh, I love pounding you. Oh, I love slamming into you so hard, so fast, so deep. I love how you feel. Our secret, our space, our time we could be sluts together. Oh, I want to shower you with my cum. Yeah. I want your hands running over your body as I pull out and jerk myself off all over you. I'm going to shower you with my cum. God. Oh, and I want you right now, as soon as my cock has left your little pussy, I want you to replace it with your fingers and finger fuck yourself to orgasm while I'm orgasming over you. I want you to stick out your tongue right now and imagine that I'm over you, jerking my dick. I wanted to see if you can catch any in your mouth while you're furiously pounding your little pussy. Let's come together. Let's come. Let's come right now. It's gone all over you. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. You are covered. You are absolutely covered. Oh, fuck. And I loved your orgasm as well. Wow. Wow. Fuck. Let me lick it off you. Is that dirty? Feels dirty. I want to lick my cum from your body. And then lick all the way up over your tits onto your neck. Nibbling on your neck before we kiss. Oh, if they could see us now. Thank God they can't. Wow. I guess we ought to keep up appearances and go out into the big wide world and pretend that this never happened, but we both know we'll be back here soon. I'll see you then.